Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Do you know when Lenny Kravitz got the bug for rock and roll?
Well, I know who his mom is.
No, that's not what I'm asking. Stay on subject. No.
I have no idea.
Neither would I until this morning. It was the day he discovered weed and Led Zeppelin, which kind of, you know, goes hand in hand.
I was going to say, that's absolutely perfect.
Yeah. So Lenny Kravitz recalled how he just started enjoying his first high from weed as a friend introduced him to the music of Led Zeppelin. The future star was hanging out with two school friends in an unused church, which that's kind of weird, during a break when the incident took place. In his upcoming memoir, Let Love Rule, he says, during an escape from school in a deserted courtyard, Shannon broke out a joint. It was passed out to Derek and to me, Kravitz wrote in the book, which will be published October 6th. I had tried weed a couple times before, but never felt much. I took a puff and exhaled. Still no effect. Shannon told me, hold it in longer. I did it, and this time, something shifted. At precisely the same time the head rush hit, Derek slipped in a cassette in his boombox. Kravitz noticed that it was the moment, maybe the moment, that my head exploded. My mind blew up, and the sound of the screaming guitar, the crazed vocals, the blasting beat, I was knocked on my ass. I haven't even heard of Led Zeppelin. I didn't even know the names Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, John Paul Jones, and Jason Bonham. All I knew was this music was electrifying my every cell of my body. The mixture of marijuana and Black Dog sent me soaring. The sky opened up. The world got bigger and more beautiful. I was effed up. Kravitz recalled the experience of disguising the fact that he was high when he returned to class. Having obtained a bathroom pass, he splashed water on his face and asked himself, will I ever come down from this? Even though something funny had happened, I caught a case of the giggles. Then came the munchies. I could have eaten a mound of pizzas. I went back to class still high, but I was able to hide it. On the first day of being stoned out of my mind, I learned to maintain a skill that I would regularly employ for years to come. He goes, on the same day, at the same time, I turned into a pothead and a Zepp head. Before the end of the week, I bought every single Led Zeppelin cassette, marijuana, and rock and roll became a steady diet.
You know, I'm just... You know, his mom. I'm just thinking, like, is this when she was, you know, doing the Jeffersons? And, like,
I don't know.
You know, like, what's the correlation to that?
I don't know.
What a killer story, bro.
I already like Lenny Kravitz as it is.
Oh, yeah, man.
I like him more now. You know what I mean? Because he's at least he's willing to be honest about, you know.
Dude, you want to talk.
Being a kid and growing up and all the crazy things that people do. You know what I mean?
Lenny is a badass, bro.
Yeah.
Every video, he would have all these hot supermodels, and guess who Lenny would be dating shortly thereafter? The guy was a lady killer, bro.
Oh, yeah. Well, still is, I'm sure, dude. Still
is. You know what? Yeah, he probably, I'm sure he is.
Yeah, man.